Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark, raving, mad. And I've been losing my fucking mind all fucking day with this Biden bashing, gaslighting, voter pandering bullshit. Like, people are trying to, like, lift this fucking rapist, racist, white supremacist, insurrectionist inciting, pussy-grabbing, xenophobic, homophobic, transphobic, misogynistic, criming, lying, bullying, draft-dodging, fake bone spur, not having, porn star banging, hush money paying, Trump motherfucker, like he's an option. Like, Trump is even a motherfucking option. Just fucking stop. I wish Lincoln were here, because Lincoln can parse, like, facts and dates and history and democracy and politics and do all the shit that he does, because he's a professional and he knows this shit. What I know is that you do not fuck with democracy. You do not fuck around with a guy who, this is such absolute bullshit. People, okay, so first of all, it wasn't Biden. Let's just clear something up before people are posting this article from like Blaze or whatever the fuck it is, talking about Biden almost admits to wanting to put a yellow star on some fucking food coming out of the West Bank. Can we please fucking stop? First of all, okay, of course, Biden is going to pander to voters. That's what politicians do. They fucking pander. If you can't parse that shit out and figure out that one of these people, the issues are so black and fucking white for the first time ever in the entire history of our experimental democracy, that one, even I can't believe I'm saying this, even Morning Joe fucking Scarborough, this proselytizing, like, who once supported Trump, total piece of shit, like, it has made multiple points in saying the issues are black and white. One of these people will fight for your rights to vote, to have access to health care, to have access to workers' rights, human rights, women's rights, trans rights, gay rights, every fucking right that belongs in that column. The other guy has taken and will continue to take all of our fucking rights away because he has said so much. Trump has said it's on fucking tape, I want to be a dictator on day one. For one day, day one, tomato, tomato, potato, tomato, schlemiel, schlemazel, whatever the fuck this guy, it gets off and wants to be a Putin, a Kim Jong-un, all wrapped up, a Viktor Orban, Erdogan from fucking Turkey, all these mother, Xi from China. He wants to be all of these motherfuckers in one, and he is a vindictive, vengeful, temper tantrum throwing, spoiled motherfucking piece of shit. And please just Google some shit. The things that are being said about Trump and his past are actually things that fucking Trump said, something that Trump said to someone, something that is documented on tape, videotape, audio tape, a phone call, whatever the fuck, because he's dumb as a fucking stump, and that's insulting to stumps who actually serve a purpose. Trump serves no fucking purpose other than to kick over rocks that let the scum of the earth crawl out, because, by the way, the very fine people that he thinks are on both sides are the same tiki torch carrying motherfuckers from Charlottesville who were screaming, Jews will not replace us. So I'm not really sure what part from day one. I mean, forget day one, for his whole entire miserable life. His great-grandfather was like some Nazi piece of shit who fled Germany without serving his time in the military. And then when he wanted to go back, Germany wouldn't even take his great-grandfather back. His daddy, Fred, was in KKK meetings and a Nazi sympathizer. Trump has a copy of of Mein Kampf on his bedside table. He quotes Hitler and all of his blood libels. He has cracked the same stereotypical tropey Jew jokes about accountants. I mean, the guy has been an absolute garbage human being. And that's an insult to garbage, because even garbage serves a purpose. And he is just, I mean, if the scum on the bottom of the scum that's on the bottom of the scum shoe is basically what Trump is, has been his entire life. And I can't even believe that people on the left, center, far left, middle would even contemplate putting out there that Trump is an option because he's a friend of Israel. Trump is a friend of no one. Trump is not a friend of Israel. Trump will kiss Bibi Netanyahu's ass because Trump is very much like Bibi. And I am not going to sit here and talk about Israeli politics because, like I've said before, I'm not even an expert on American politics. So if you think for one second I'm going to sit here and try and talk about Israeli politics when I still don't even, and I've Googled it and I've talked to my Israeli friends and my family, and I still don't understand how the Knesset works. I just don't fucking get it. And so I am not going to sit here and talk about that government. They are a democracy. They have the right to fight out for what they want. And they have been in the streets for like over 18 months before October 7th. There have been protests and marches and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that have every right and the free speech to fight for their democracy, just like we do here. Because shocking, Israel is the only democracy in the fucking Middle East. And Trump is a friend of no one. If you think this is a guy that has sold out the United States and has sold he stole top secret fucking documents and kept them in his bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, fuck yourself. He has shown papers to his buddies at Mar-a-Lago who pay $250,000. Just for their membership application or some shit at his crap-ass fucking golf clubs, where he cheats at everything. He cheats and lies about everything. His golf game, his life, his affairs, his kids, everything. And please spare me this whole conveniently Jewish Ivanka Trump shit, because she has not said one motherfucking word to speak out on anti-Semitism ever. And since her daddy made that public statement in the lobby of his fucking building about very fine people on both fucking sides, since people marked with tiki torches in Charlottesville where Heather Heyer lost her life and was murdered, killed by a Nazi, neo-Nazi, white supremacist dipshit who ran through a crowd of protesters. So please, just cut the fucking gaslighting of Biden bullshit. This is absolutely nothing other than something that will buy us whatever time and whatever freedoms we can hold on to until 2028. And we can vote for fucking Gretchen Whitmer and put some women in public office and get some shit done. Because it's enough with this bullshit. It's enough with these old dusty ass white men in every party on every side. Have we not looked? Talk to the women in Arizona. Talk to the people in Arizona that need reproductive health care. Talk to the people in the South that have lost every possible avenue for reproductive health care. And by the way, the pro-life party who's anti-IVF, which is pro-life, is beyond bat. It is so upside down and batshit fucking crazy. Though everybody needs to just take a fucking breath. Since October, this has been insane. And I know that everybody is hypersensitive and hyper alert and hyper aware and exhausted and emotionally drained and fed the fuck up. But when a congressperson from fucking Dearborn, Michigan cannot condemn chants of death to America from her own constituents who happen to be Muslim, and you can't sit there on national television and say chanting death to America is wrong, you should not be in fucking government in the United fucking States. Go fucking govern in Gaza. Go fucking govern in the Middle East. Go get a position in the UAE, in Saudi Arabia. Go to Qatar. But good fucking luck with that. The fucking Muslim Brotherhood and all of these fucking terrorist ideologies are already here. So when everybody's sitting there saying the West is next, no, the West is right fucking now. Right motherfucking now. They're already here. They're already voting and making policy and affecting policy. You think Ukraine doesn't need weapons to prevent Putin from marching all the way through Ukraine and straight the fuck into Poland, which Trump has said, go right the fuck ahead? Please, with this shit, fucking stop. Y'all, enough. It's enough. Trump is already, he will destroy NATO. No one will have our back. We will be completely the fuck alone with these batshit evangelical, Bible-thumping, batshit crazy people who think that their ideology, their fucking insane cultish ideology will control the population of the United States. Like, this is nuts. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the fucking House, is going to kiss the ring of Donald Trump so that he can hold on to his job because the insane asylum of the right-wing fringe is already threatening to throw his ass out with that one-vote removal crap that they have, where they already got rid of that other idiot McCarthy because Marjorie Taylor Greene is throwing a fucking temper tantrum and a hissy fit. There's no one that is going to help us if Trump... First of all, he shouldn't even be running. 91 felony counts. The dude will be in court for the rest of his fucking life, which has already gone on too long. But this is where he's going to be able. He thinks he deserves immunity for life, that he can talk about wanting to go and unalive his the people that want to like protest him and the people that want to run against him. He thinks he's fucking Putin. He wants to be Putin. He talks about himself like he's so fucking, he's quoted himself as being like Nelson Mandela. What a slap in the motherfucking face. If one African-American person votes for Trump, then you get what the fuck you deserve. And what's coming is you will meet the people with the tiki torches on your front fucking lawn. And they won't be carrying tiki torches because all of these motherfuckers are strapped to the gills with every type of gun and ammo and extended clip you can imagine because they're fucking nuts. And they think that's the answer to everything. You'll do what I say. You'll live how I want to live. Dude, these are people that are so brainwashed and angry and bitter and miserable in their fucking lives that they want everyone to live like them by the Bible. They don't even live by the fucking Bible that they're thumping. Because they have... What are they going to do when they keep having their affairs and banging their mistresses and knocking them up and then their mistresses can't go for abortion? But, oh, they can because they have the money and the means to travel out of state. What state are they going to travel to? If Trump gets his way, there's a nationwide ban. And even Trump right now is backpedaling because he knows he's fucked, because he knows that even Republicans, libertarians, moderates, independents all want access to abortion because guess what? Nobody gives a fuck about your political party when you're having an affair and cheating on your significant other and oops-a-daisy, now we might have a baby. Can we please like just be fucking realistic for one fucking second? I am not saying that Biden is the best option. Biden is the only option. I am not talking about policy. I am not talking about politics. I am talking about humanity. For the sake of humanity, for the sake of America, for the sake of the world and the planet. Because by the way, Trump doesn't give a single fuck about the planet. He doesn't give a shit about climate change. He doesn't give a shit about science. He doesn't give a shit about any of these things, which is crazy because the dude is like putting every fucking drug like up his nose and in his wig and like in his implants. And so, I mean, the hypocrisy is beyond imaginable. It's painful. This whole fucking thing is painful. And I literally was seething all day waiting to get home to be able to just like puke this up because I don't. There is no reason and no rationale. He had 4 fucking years. The same guy who came down the goddamn escalator calling Mexicans rapists, murderers, and thugs. And now he's throwing around words that are very Hitler-esque, like vermin, dropping blood libel quotes everywhere. We have to clear our country from the vermin and keep the blood of our country pure. By the way, our blood ain't so fucking pure. There's not too many. There are not too many of us who can trace our roots back to the whitest of white settlers, colonizers, because let's not forget who this land really belongs to here in this country. And what about the indigenous people who have been fucked since forever? So this is absolute, it's just such absolute bullshit. And you want to, bullshit is Jared Kushner getting $2 billion from the Saudis for a bone saw murder of Jamal Khashoggi and covering it up conveniently. And who even knows what Kushner told people? Kushner had access to information. Who knows what he told people? He's such a fucking sellout. He's such a do-nothing, daddy paid for a building at school so he could get in and go, accomplish nothing but be a New York City fucking slumlord piece of shit that got married to someone who converted to Judaism and has not said a word speaking out against all of the anti-Semitism. Do not step on the keyboard and... So I don't understand, I really do not understand how anybody, you can't look at Ivanka Trump and say, yeah, but she's Jew. No, no. If you are not speaking out and standing up against anti-Semitism, and this is the same person who in her Twitter bio, when Twitter was still Twitter, before it got taken over by another racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic, anti-free speech, Putin pussy ass piece of crap Elon Musk, Ivanka Trump removed the words like advocate for the education of women and girls from her Twitter bio. I have the picture. I have the screenshot. I snapped it. I posted it. And I think that tweet got like thousands of likes, which I never, I mean, with, I have like what, 5 followers on Twitter. I'm not even on Twitter anymore. All I'm saying is the bullshit, the excuses, the cop-outs have to stop. Just because you convert to Judaism, you could, there's pieces of shit in every religion. Clearly, have we not seen this? There's pieces of shit people in every religion across every spectrum, everywhere. If there weren't, we wouldn't be in the situation we were in. I mean, let's be honest. And we know that politicians are not the most honest people on the planet. Many of them are extremely power hungry, egotistical, narcissists who, not all, there are good people. Be a John Fetterman. Be a Jamie Raskin. Be an Adam Schiff. Be a Gretchen Whitmer. There's options. They're not all bad, but it seems for some reason that when shit goes bad, it like goes really bad. And then you need everybody to stand up. You need everybody to speak up. You need everybody to have the moral fiber to do what's right. And right now, and there are Republicans that have said, I will now, because of where we're at in this country, because of January 6th, I mean, so many of them left so fucking late, supported Trump through COVID and his batshit crazy hydrochloroquine and through his bleaching, injecting bleach and like all this other bullshit. But what January 6th was a bridge too far for a lot of them. And that's where they drew the line because they were in the Capitol. They were there. They were the targets too. It took people screaming, hang Mike Pence, for Mike Pence to realize, hey, maybe they don't really like me so much. Maybe this Trump is really a piece of shit and it's not my best interest, you know, to roll with him anymore. They all do what they do to serve their own best interest. We know this. But there are those that while they're serving their own best interest, which they all do, they all get insider trading tips, they all want better tax breaks, they all want to do, they do things for the people that put them there. They do things for the good of the planet. They do things for the good of society, for the good of the world, for the right thing to do so that people have rights to make the decisions that they need to make their lives better, the right to be able to vote, the right to be able to work, the right to be able to, all of these things. But when people start chipping away at those rights and taking them away because they are kowtowing to these super PACs and these lobbyists, and yeah, they all hear it from all sides and everyone takes my, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that at this particular point in time, this is it. This is democracy on the line with a dude that shouldn't, in so many people's opinion, should not even have the right to run. Brazil even got Bolsonaro. You can't run for the next, what is it, 6 months, 8 months? Like, go, fuck you. You tried to overturn the election and cheat people out of their democracy. You don't get to be a part of that fucking democracy. It ha- kids in school. You cheat in a, you cheat a gym or you cheat in an activity, you get pulled out of the activity because actions have fucking consequences. But for so fucking long, for Donald fucking Trump and all of these rich ass elitist white dudes, there were no consequences. They bought their way out. Yes, the two-tier justice system. Yes, the courts are fucked up. Yes, there's so many things that are broken that need to be fixed. But you need people there that can try to at least have the debates to fix them. You can't even talk to these people. There is no Republican Party anymore. There is a batshit crazy fringe and that are absolutely like brainwashed into supporting because they're too far in. They don't even know how to get the fuck out. So they support this criminal, this lifelong grifting, stealing criminal, the guy who's never been to church and said he never needs to confess, who's now hawking Bibles through his email, who couldn't even in a photo op when he had helicopters come and helicopter wash Black Lives Matter protesters on the streets in Washington, D.C., and then he hid in a motherfucking bunker, who came out for a photo op and held the Bible upside fucking down, should tell you everything you need to know. Corinthians 2.179. 2 Corinthians. I mean, the dude was mocked by everybody except the people that bought it. Even, I mean, at a certain point, even people on Fox News had to admit that the videotapes don't fucking lie. Stand back and stand by. That's what he tells to Enrique Tarrio and all of his white supremacist, neo-Nazi, total garbage pieces of crap who planned January 6th, he refused to condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. He tells them to stand back and stand by. Well, what the fuck is that? And then look what happened. People lost their lives and have been traumatized and are suffering from PTSD and who will never, our government will never be the same after that. People will never be the same because some spoiled, petulant, privileged piece of shit didn't want to exchange, like leave when he lost because he's been a loser his whole life, but he has always found a way to weasel his way out, scam someone to win, lie to win, cheat to win. It's in every court document. He lost in the 70s with his dad when they were taking applications from black and brown people and putting a C in a circle and throwing it in the back of a desk drawer because they didn't want to rent apartments to people of color in their buildings. Since the jump, this dude has been a racist piece of shit. I don't even know. That's all I have to say. There is no other option. Biden, not the best option. Yes, he's pandering to the people in Michigan because this bullshit, uncommitted vote. What are you going to do? Put Robert fucking Kennedy or whatever, the Kennedy in office? This vaccine denying, science denying, like flat earther, batshit crazy dude whose whole family is making TV commercials and touring all the media sites like saying don't vote for this guy? Just like that fucking wacko dentist who was in Congress? I mean, where are we? Like, what fucking planet are we on? And what the fuck has happened to like common? I know common sense is not so common, but I mean, this is a no-brainer. This is an absolute fucking no-brainer. And you can't tell me that Biden wants it. First of all, let me go back to this real quick because it wasn't Biden who said, why don't you put a yellow star on the food coming out of the West Bank so people know that it's coming out of Israel, coming from the West Bank out of Israel? That was Glenn fucking Beck. Glenn Beck, a white supremacist conspiracy theory fucking whack job, made that comment and someone put it in the fucking article. And now people are saying that Joe Biden wants to put yellow stars on food coming out of the West Bank, coming out of Judea and Samaria. Joe Biden didn't say he wants to do that. Joe Biden was pandering to the voters of fucking Michigan who were literally screaming still for a fucking ceasefire and chanting death to America. And Rashida Tlaib hasn't said a fucking thing to stop it. Because she doesn't want to stop it. So if you agree with the death to America chants, maybe Rashida Tlaib should, somebody should fly her to Iran so that she can go and sit with the Ayatollah and work out those whole death to America plans. Because that's where we are. Biden didn't say put a fucking yellow star on shit. And of course, Biden has to fucking, it's terrible, but everybody's playing politics right now. We're sitting on a fucking powder keg of a planet because Iran, who is the head of the motherfucking terroristic snake that is funding every proxy on the planet and sending them weapons still while they're executing people in Iran for protesting their government, fighting for their freedoms, taking off their hijabs, and the Iranian regime is shooting out people's eyes and torturing people and doxing people's families and torturing and terrorizing people because they want a global fucking jihad, which includes the fucking globe. These fucking watermelon wanking dipshits who think that they're upside down red triangle, and I'm not even getting into that. But if they think the global jihad doesn't include them, and they're like, oh, Biden's dropping bombs, and Chuck Schumer's dropping bombs, and the USA is paying for bombs, it's all money. Wars are money. Wars are a money-making fucking racket. But how the fuck else are you going to defend yourself? How else is Ukraine going to stop Putin and that fucking army from marching in there and flattening Ukraine and moving Russia and then continuing to march through the rest of Europe? It's fucking insane. And Israel is being held to the most insane standards of a war ever. In the history of wars, no country has ever been put under a fucking magnifying glass like Israel. Being forced to provide food and aid for the same people that want to wipe them off the fucking planet. Let Egypt and Qatar and the billions of dollars that are sitting in hotel rooms in Doha pay for the aid for the Palestinian people. Fuck this already. Israel has to tippy-toe around every fucking thing after they were the ones that they didn't ask for this war. They were the ones who were attacked. They were the ones who the Palestinians and Iran want a genocide. And what is every other president, prime minister, a person in power needs to really, they too are dancing around everything because they have to be really fucking careful because Iran is also sitting on nuclear weapons. And I don't think Iran wants to really fuck around and find out with Israel or us. I don't even want to fuck around and find out. For fuck's sake. I have no bunker to run to. There's no fallout shelter in my building like there was in my grandma's. This is ridiculous. The fact that Israel has to... Really? World Central Kitchen and Jose Andres want to talk about, everybody wants to talk about the famine in Gaza. Talk about the fucking hostages that are still there, 134 of them that they don't even think that they're alive anymore. And talk about the fact that the Red Cross never, ever, ever one time went to see them with their meds. But yet everybody wants Israel to let in 75 million fucking aid trucks that Hamas will steal and then sell the food and the aid on the black market to the same people that they use as human shields and don't give a single fuck if they die because they don't let them into their fucking terror tunnels. Can we please fucking stop? And just the same way that Israel doesn't want anybody telling it how to run its war and get its people back. And by the way, there are still Americans that are held hostage. And the fact that Bernie fucking Sanders was on TV the other night with Chris Hayes, and all that motherfucker talked about was the famine in Gaza, which is horrible. Nobody wants to see those horrible pictures coming out of Gaza. But you know whose fault that is? That's not Israel's fucking fault. Israel, again, gave Gaza back in 2005. That is Hamas's fault and nobody but Hamas's fault. That is on the... That shit is on Hamas. Period. Full motherfucking stop. But it's Israel that has to bring in the aid? Why isn't it Egypt? Egypt's got a bigger motherfucking fence than Rikers, than Sing Sing, than Leavenworth. Egypt's got a bigger fence and more space between it and Palestine than any fucking prison in America and the Mexican border in the United States. Trump would lose his shit if he could build a fence like Egypt has, separating them from Palestine. Not one single Muslim, Arab country, nation state has let in one motherfucking Palestinian refugee. Ask yourself why. They haven't let in one ounce of food. Why isn't Doha, why isn't Qatar, why isn't the UAE, why isn't Saudi Arabia airdropping food into Palestine? Which, by the way, doesn't even fucking exist. There is no Palestine on a map. Nobody is holding anybody else to an ounce of the standards that it is holding Israel to. And it's a fucking enough. It's enough. It's honestly enough. Nobody told the United States when we were fighting the Taliban to do half of the things that they require of Israel. You think America... And by the way, we traded one of the biggest fucking arms dealers back to Russia for Brittany fucking Griner. Where's the WNBA been in calling for the release of the hostages? Where has one fucking women's sports teams, Megan Rapinoe, Sue Bird, all these motherfuckers who were wearing Free BG t-shirts, the second she was arrested and thrown in a Russian fucking gulag? One WNBA athlete for the biggest arms dealer back to Putin. And fucking crickets. About 133 hostages raped, tortured, kept in terror tunnels, in civilian homes, chained to walls. Listen to their fucking stories and then don't even think about asking for more fucking proof. They videotaped everything on the GoPros on their fucking heads. They had the AP, that they had the news, they had the media there. And so they knew, and they are just as fucking complicit. And this is, period. Leave Biden the fuck alone. It's bullshit. There's no one else right now. We just need to get to 2028. And if you're not standing up and speaking out against this anti-Semitism and this rise in insane Jew hate, karma will come for you. The finding out part will suck, because no matter what, the Nazis came for the as a Jew, Jews too. The global jihad will fucking come for you too. Hamas is not going to stop and ask you if they could see your fucking phone and your Instagram account to see how many watermelon pictures you posted, to see you in your keffiyeh marching in a city street, climbing a scaffolding, ripping down a flag, putting up the Palestinian flag in Copenhagen in the UK. They will just pull the fucking plug on their IED vest and blow you up too. That's how the Intifada works, you dumb fucks. They don't ask you. They don't care if you're wearing a watermelon t-shirt, a keffiyeh wrapped around your head, your face, your ass, your elbow. They don't give a single fuck if you're cringe screaming for a ceasefire. Because, by the way, they've rejected every single fucking one because they can't meet the terms. And they haven't stopped firing on Israel since October 7th. From the north, from the south, from the river to the sea. It's Israel is what it's going to be. Can we just get to 2028, please? And convenient Jews don't get a pass like Ivanka Trump. Trump doesn't get a pass. Any of these fucking people who voted for Trump do not get a pass. You support this guy, you support his ideology and his bullshit. It's that, some things are not that fucking complicated. One guy, again, and I will find that clip from just, one guy wants to take your rights away. And one guy will fight like hell to protect your rights. What they do politically and who they take money from and all this other political shit, we can fight about that later. But if we don't fight for our democracy now and make the right choice, it won't matter. Because we won't have any fucking rights. We will be set back to before the fucking Stone Age. And I am really trying to be hopeful. And I am really trying to talk it into myself that all of these people saying shit will walk into a private voting booth and do the right thing because they know. They know that their rights, the rights of their kids, the rights of their grandkids are on the line. Our courts, the Supreme Court has already lost all of its ethical value. I mean, it's hanging on by a fucking thread, by an Elena Kagan thread. And there's more, for the love of everything, I'm not even going to bet. People are going to do what they want. All we can do is try to get the word out. All people can do is motivate, like, do something. You can reach out to reproductive rights for all of these organizations, go vote, get out the vote, do something, get one person to vote, get two people to vote. I can't even begin to fathom what will happen if Trump even gets access, because even when he becomes the nominee, I think that he is entitled to daily briefs of like world shit that's going on. He's already talked to everybody. We know it because they've said it. Oh, fucking, it's just, oh, it hurts your head. It's just painful. And like, just please, 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 please. Just don't buy into this gaslighting shit. Biden is not putting yellow stars on anything. The only people that'll put yellow stars on something are these fucking Republicans and Trump when they throw our asses all back in internment camps. Because Trump wants to send, and Stephen Miller, don't forget that little vampire, anti-Semitic, slimy, satanic shithole who writes all of these depraved deportation policies. So when your friends start disappearing and you're wondering where they are and they end up in these internment camps, and then who the fuck knows where they go from there? Because where are we going? I mean, hello? Like, even Trump isn't a fucking second generation immigrant. Like, what are you doing? It's just crazy. So this is what we're confronting right now. So please, I mean, Lincoln will probably have way more facts. I would love to do a podcast. I will reach out to him and see if we could do another podcast so he could talk about, like, you know, realistically what could happen. I'm just having like a total mental and emotional breakdown because I'm so sick of this gaslighting bullshit. Just take a fucking breath. There's nobody's putting stars on anything. I mean, not to mention we're already all out there like Zionistically like announcing our Judaism. We don't even need a yellow star. Like, give me a fucking break. Can wear like fucking, everybody's wearing Zionist on their t-shirt. There's more Judaica being worn today than I think like ever before. It's not like we are not like letting people know who the fuck we are. And I know it was for different reasons, but you get my point. So I am going to leave it there. There is just no reason to buy into the gaslighting, the Gaza lighting. Just release the fucking hostages. Now it's going to be, sadly, dead or alive, how to get the bodies back, and how many prisoners, how many terroristic murdering prisoners are worth getting people back to wherever they need to go, because they're not only Israeli, remind you, which shouldn't even be a negotiating issue. It's also a war crime against the Geneva Convention to murder someone in that you are holding hostage. Not that they give a fuck. But Trump is not the answer. Do I have the answer? No. Am I going to vote to save our democracy and give it a fighting fucking chance to get us to 2028? Yes, because I think people deserve the right to make decisions about their body with themselves and their doctor, not themselves and their fucking congressperson and their Bible. So I will be voting for humanity, for our rights, for human decency, for diplomacy. No matter how horrendous it looks and how tattered and how pandery, it's still better to pander and have the debate than to have someone dictate. So just, fucking don't fuck this up. Because this is, I don't want to say unfixable, but it's highly fuckable upish. And just don't look at Iran and what they're fighting for. And you want to look at real freedom fighters and real people willing to risk their lives, their eyesight, their family's safety and security to get their most basic human rights back. The Taliban is back to stoning women to death, by the way. So can we maybe not go backwards, but maybe look at those people trying to fight to go forward and be like them and listen to them? Don't fucking listen to me. Go follow the people who know. Follow the Persians. Follow the Iranians. Follow the Druze. Follow the people who have known expulsion, fear, terror, harassment, torture. Currently, I mean, we have the Holocaust to fall back on, and family members, and there are still Holocaust survivors that are alive that are trying to tell people over and over and over again, but nobody except us want to listen. We're like screaming into a fucking void. I Am Joe Paul is trying to tell you. Michael Rappaport is trying to tell you. Matthew Noriel is trying to tell you. Elika Laban is trying to tell you. Tel Aviv Institute is trying to tell you, listen to the people who know and who Black Jewish Magic is trying to tell you, that Semite is trying to tell you, the people who have lived the experience and are living it are trying to tell you, look at what we're going through right now. You don't want to go through this. Don't let this happen to you. And here we are like, doo-doo-doo, it's happening. It's happening now. The West is not next, the West is now. So do us all a favor. Put all of the pity-patty, titty-tatty politics aside, because this is bigger than that. We can fight about all that nitpicky shit later. Because if we don't do the right thing, it won't matter. And now I'm going to go make myself another cup of coffee, and probably like 987 more cups of fucking coffee. I'm going to go play with the cat. I'm going to go make myself something for dinner, and then I'm going to jam with the fam, because that's where it's at. So just fucking Google shit and educate yourself and make an educated, humane decision. Thanks for listening. Whew. Okay, I'm done. I don't know what else to say. Hopefully Lincoln will pick up where I left off, clean this up a lot, and make some sense out of the madness. Okay. Other than that, please follow the right people. Educate yourself. Learn yourself something. The information is out there. You can choose to find it, not find it, stay informed, remain uninformed. But everything has consequences. And I, for one, just don't want to be on the wrong side of this come November. I mean, even before November. I mean, even now, just every single fucking day. As long as this idiot is like still allowed to run in this race while being on trial in like 7 different states for 91 felonies, including continuing to defame E.G. Carroll, the hush money case, stealing documents, insurrection. I mean, really, like, sit the fuck down. He deserves like the rest of his life in time out. And fuck around and find out. Action should have consequences. And, you know, eventually it'll catch up. In the meantime and in between time, keep your head on a swivel. Stay safe in your place. Put some facts in your face hole. All right. We're going to go jam. Check on the fam. Do the right thing, my mans. Thanks for listening. Later, alligator. Yalla. Release the fucking hostages. End this shit. Destroy Hamas. Fuck up Iran. Help every Yemen, Haiti. I mean, the Congo, the Ukraine. The list sadly goes on, and it is not there. The world, it just needs some tikkun motherfucking olam, and we have tikkun olam for everybody else. We are going to tikkun olam for our motherfucking selves. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm really stopping now. This, I could keep going and rambling, but you're going to stop listening because you have other shit to do. And I get it. All right. That's it. I'm really stopping now. Okay. Yalla bye. Peace and hair grease.